From the Financial Times in New York, I'm Matt Garahan, and this is FT News. It's been a banner week for digital advertising, starting with Verizon's acquisition of Yahoo on Monday, and followed later in the week by record earnings from Google and Facebook. Joining me from San Francisco to discuss this and more is Richard Waters, our West Coast editor. Richard, do you want to kick off by telling me what's been happening? I mean, how big a week has this been?
Well, it's been a complete changing of the guard in the online advertising world. And we've seen this has been happening for a long time, but you know, basically this week all the pieces fell into place at once. And so you could see the landscape changing. First, as you say, Yahoo was bought by Verizon. Yahoo's been really on a death spiral, I think we can call it that, for a long time. It's advertising revenues have been flat for years at a time when the industry's been taking off. This year, it's been actually declining fast by 20%. And Verizon took it out, and Verizon's going to merge it with AOL and try and create, you know, a new force in digital advertising. So that was the old guard going away, if you like. And Twitter, which is also, you know, a walking wounded of the, if not the old guard yet, but definitely wounded, you know, warned that its advertising was actually stalling. So, you know, some bad news from those companies. On the other hand, as you say, you know, Google and Facebook absolutely produced scorching earnings that nobody in the financial markets are expecting. Both of these companies are accelerating. Their revenue growth is accelerating at a time when they're already dominant. They already control nearly three quarters of all digital advertising. So a really stark contrast.
And I guess the thing is that they're picking up growth, or their growth is coming at the expense of these other players, right? It's come at the expense of the likes of Yahoo and Twitter, where growth is flat or declining.
Yes, completely. I mean, I think for the world that you follow, the media world, you know, dare I say it, the traditional media world, you know, there's a warning sign here too, because, you know, even as you see Google and Facebook growing their, you know, their slice of the pie in digital, the digital pie itself is obviously growing tremendously, and it's starting to eat into video. And you know, they have platforms now that are really well positioned to start, you know, taking big chunks out of video advertising budgets as and when they go digital. And I would throw that back at you. I mean, how on earth are, you know, some of these media companies feeling now?
Well, they're all pretty nervous, aren't they? I mean, we've written plenty about this. Their future looks increasingly like it will be dominated by this duopoly, by Facebook and Google. And I know that within the media world, there was a lot of expectation or hope that Yahoo, AOL will become a third block or a third force as a sort of counter to Google and Facebook. Personally, I don't necessarily think that they will. I mean, what do you think? I mean, is there potential in that combination to create something that's viable and that can punch it above its weight with regards to Google and Facebook?
Yeah, I mean, the two things you really need to create a really effective digital advertising platform are scale and efficiency. You know, the efficiency comes from data, from really knowing your customers. And, you know, we all know that Facebook has more data on 1.7 billion people than any other media company on earth. And that Google knows about intent, you know, through search. They know what people are interested in at the very moment they might buy something. And so, you know, both these companies have tremendously powerful data. We shouldn't count Verizon out. Verizon, through its mobile customers, knows where they are, it knows who they are, it has a tremendous amount of information. And if it can combine that with AOL's technology stack in advertising that it's been building, and quite an impressive technology stack, and with Yahoo's shrinking but still, you know, considerable audience and brand online, you know, they could build something. But then it comes to scale. They've got to combine these things quickly. They've got to reignite growth at a time when Google and Facebook are running away with it all. So, you know, real challenge, but they got the parts.
You're right about scale. I mean, and I was at the Cannes Lions Advertising Festival a few weeks ago, and all the talk was about this, about how do you create scale for brands and for buyers. I mean, how do you, you know, you, where will the third force come from? And Sir Martin Sorrell's WPP has actually been pretty active behind the scenes in talking to owners of advertising inventory like TV networks, 21st Century Fox, Time Warner and others about bringing their inventory together and pooling it in some way to give media buyers more options. Because currently, if your job is to place media spending somewhere to advise brands on where they should be parking their money, you're increasingly looking at only two destinations, and that isn't great for them. It kind of makes their jobs redundant. And I think that we will see that in coming years. If they're unable to crack the duopoly, that the sort of media buying function will become less and less relevant. What about Twitter? We you mentioned them briefly. I mean, they were, you know, for a long time the sort of great white hope. I mean, is it inevitable that Twitter gets acquired to try and create the sort of scale or build the scale necessary to compete against Google and Facebook?
Well, you know, increasingly, unfortunately, Twitter does look like it's being left on the sidelines of this one. You know, they obviously have a tremendously valuable product for the people that use it. They've built a huge audience of more than 300 million people. The advertising has done well. It's picked up. You know, they supply something that nobody else does, which is a real sense of social commentary in the minute. You know, where else would Donald Trump, after all, be able to say what he's saying? And that's, you know, that's a powerful thing, not just for a presidential candidate, but for marketers. However, their advertising has stalled. It's very, very hard to see now how they can compete at the scale they are trying to with Facebook. They simply haven't been able to persuade advertisers that they haven't been able to demonstrate the effectiveness of their advertising. They're still trying to build the tools to prove that. And they say that it's going to take them, you know, a long time to build those tools. I just don't think they're going to have the time right now.
No, indeed. That's very interesting. And for now, we're living in a Google, Facebook-dominated world. Richard, thank you very much.
Good to talk to you.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Center.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.